This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I came across some city slickers.
You went home for Christmas and some people don't know how to act in the country or just have no clue about anything.
No clue about some things that, you know, you would think would be common knowledge.
Damn city slicker.
I know.
City slickers.
This is Triple Threat.
City slickers.
Triple Threat podcast. We are talking city slickers.
We are, James, because you had a family member, an extended family member, bring a city slicker to the country for Christmas.
That's right. My cousin brought her new boyfriend. It's only been a couple of months yet. Brought him to the extended family Christmas, which happens every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Strong confidence in the relationship.
Yes. Or maybe the other guy doesn't have any family. I don't know. That's not true. He does. But we had Christmas in the country, and it's always interesting when you bring people who don't perhaps go to the country,
yes,
or have been to the country very often, to the country. Now, my brother and I used to spend all our Christmas holidays on the farm, on
the
dairy
bush.
Farm. Yes, well, yes, in the country, not so much the bush, because anyway, and you know, we used to milk cows and shear the sheep. We didn't actually shear
the
sheep.
Do farm chores.
We just farm things, you know?
James, doing physical activity.
Exactly.
I kind of believe you.
It was a rarity, but it happened. And so it's always interesting when you bring people who haven't been there to the country. A couple of things that And I'm thinking, like, surely there are other people out there who have
City slicker stories.
Or have gone to the city, or gone to the country and then embarrassed themselves. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Because, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people here who have done things.
You get caught out. You get accustomed to a comfortable life. And then you go into the country and you don't handle it too well.
No. So it was the first time that this guy had driven outside of Melbourne.
Oh.
And my cousin had to tell him that there were high beams on his car.
Sorry, what?
Yep. That you used when you were not in a city area.
Sorry,
had never been somewhere and has had to use the high beams.
I feel as though that's something you learn at the most basic time of driving.
You would think so.
When and when to not put on your high beams.
Yep. But if you've never driven outside of the country, outside of the city, then maybe you wouldn't need to use them ever.
Oh, my. What about if somebody was quite cold and they're like, oh, got the high beams on? He would have just smiled and nodded, thinking, oh, yeah. No idea what they were talking about.
No idea. Also, so the next thing that was quite hilarious is when he was arriving at the farm, my auntie has some cattle.
Yep.
But they're like special beef cattle, and they're some European breed or something, and they're brown and white.
Yes.
And he was quite surprised because he thought that cows were only black and white.
Oh, young man. Wow.
Hilarious.
This is fantastic.
I know.
Are you sure this isn't an episode of Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie when they go to the country? I feel as though he would fit in well with them.
It's unbelievable. He was freaked out. It's like, why are they sick? Are they brown?
Sick? Yes, being ill changes the colour of your fur. Oh, no.
Did you not know that your car had high beams?
What are these indicators for? Don't we all just go around in circles and know what each other's doing?
Oh, my God. You're the Dribble Threat on Joy. And we are talking city slickers because there was one of my cousins brought a guy from the city who didn't know that high beams existed on the car.
No.
And B, didn't know that cows came in different colours, not just black and white. He was quite shocked.
Wow. Maybe he was a Trump voter, just saw black and white. Who knows?
Maybe. Amy Moon joins us in the studio. Good morning, Ms. Moon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited.
No worries. A friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
Now, you are a city girl, I guess.
Pretty much. I mean, I did grow up in a very small agricultural kind of town, but I got out of there at a young age.
Claimed by the city.
Claimed by the city. Never went back.
Now, something funny happened to one of your relatives, right?
Yes. I'm sure she won't mind me telling this story. But
she won't
Well, if she does, who cares? Carry on.
My sister-in-law, also a city slicker, or a reformed city slicker. I think she grew up somewhere kind of fairly rural herself. But been so long in the city that when we went on a little family trip, she kind of outed herself in a big news kind of way.
Oh.
Because she got really scared about drinking the water.
Oh,
she was all
goodness.
A little bit, can you drink the water in the country? Don't you have to, like, boil it?
Isn't wow.
it? Because, you know, there are things in there. And I thought, hang on a minute. Why are you so worried about the water? Turned out she was preggo and kind of outed herself in front of everybody by being so worried about
goodness.
Whether or not she could drink the water.
Oh, no.
So wasn't quite ready to tell everyone yet, but we all guessed.
I feel that's a very Melbourne city slicker thing, though, because we are so fortunate to have such beautiful, clean drinking water that comes straight out of the taps. Whenever you, leave the CBD or go a little bit out into the country, it's always... The water tastes funny here.
If anything, the water is better in the country because it's come right from the creek.
Or from the rainwater tank.
Yes, depending on where you are. See? Oh, she should have known.
Well, she didn't. And it was very funny. And I'm still, you know, telling that story. So that tells you how funny it was.
That's okay. When I was tour guiding, I did have passengers ask me when we were going into Spain and Italy, can we drink the water here? I'm like, we're not going into Egypt, you guys.
You can drink out of the fountains.
Probably not.
Probably shouldn't.
But
there's taps in the fountains. You can drink out of the Italian fountains in Rome.
Oh, the actual tap water fountains.
Yeah.
Right, not like the Trevi Fountain. You probably shouldn't drink out of the Trevi Fountain.
I did put my head in the Trevi Fountain, but, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a city slicker.
That's not a thing.
And you've never been the same since, Jess.
Just mercurial.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.